Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am talking about our relationship with our Heavenly Father. I'm talking about relationship with our spiritual Father, our Heavenly Father, who called us and saved us, brought us back to Him and redeemed us, bringing us back to a family affair again. I'm talking to those who are saved. That there is God's permissive will and there is His perfect will. And whichever one you choose, He will release it for you. But His perfect will alone will work for you. His permissive will is to grant your own heart desire. Listen, many Christians today walk in God's permissive will, not perfect will. You are the one that asked Him, you want ministry. You are the one that told Him you want to go abroad. You prayed, you fasted. You had your reason why you want to go abroad. To live in Europe, in America, wherever you are. And He told you, yes, go. Every prophet told you, yes, go. But you've forgotten that He told Ezekiel, if they come to inquire from you with the idols in their heart, He said, Ezekiel, don't worry. I, the Lord, will answer them by myself. And I will answer them according to the idols in their hearts. It's not every thought said the Lord that is God's perfect will. It's not. It's God granting your heart desire. And but the Bible says, what I desire, I will have. But that desire, He said, this is the confidence that we have, that we ask anything according to His will. That your desire must align to the will of God for you. It must align. That's why they say, prayer, I pray every day, I have shared it with you. Every day, I have my personal prayer. I say, Lord, let my will be buried in your will. Lord, let my will be buried in your will. It's a powerful prayer for those who want to live a submissive life before God. Every one of us have desires. Every one of us want to be like some other person we admire. Every one of us have our ambitions. But if that ambition will get contrary to God's perfect will for you, you will only be walking in His permissive will. If no brother, if no sister, you travel abroad for the past 10 years, before you left, prophecy told you, go, I'll go with you. In fact, you got the visa exactly as the prophecy said. But why are you in frustration over there? The reason you are in frustration over there is the story of Naomi. Because there was a famine in the land of Israel. And they left Bethlehem, the house of bread. That's the meaning of Bethlehem. Bethlehem is the house of bread, where there is abundance of food. Hallelujah. And that is the church of the living God. Hallelujah. He left it. Do you know there are Christians, out of frustration, they go to Babalawo? You have left Bethlehem to Moab. You have left Bethlehem to Moab. And wait with grace, the grace of a child under covenant, being a Jew, left and went to Moab with her three children. I mean, two children and her husband, together with herself. Why? Because there was a famine in Israel. And they left and went to Moab. I am quoting the story in the book of Ruth. from chapter 1. And he said, when he got there, the husband died. One by one, the two children died. All that he had, hallelujah, all that she had, she lost them, all that she had. And while she was there, the Lord visited Israel. Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as the eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall and not faint. He said, teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. To wait. Under any condition, stay with God. Under any condition, when you discover your father, stay with him. And our father is the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Stay with him. This man preaching, I have discovered the best place of safety is with Christ. Hallelujah. No matter how the storm is, stay with him. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it will look as if he has forgotten you. He has not forgotten. Hallelujah. He that watches over Israel never sleeps nor slumbers. I have confirmed in church, don't let the devil mess up your Christian testimony. Don't let frustration push you away from him. That is the area of frustration. But the one I'm even facing today is the area of abuse of grace. That's the story of the prodigal son. He got the grace. Praise God. He got the grace. And to step out from God's perfect will is to step out from his word. We are guided by the word of God. If Adam and Eve stepped out from God's perfect will, hallelujah, and we saw where they ended up today. You step away from the word of God and listen to any other reason at all to move away from the word of God, you are finished. If you are a true seed. Now the mystery is a little bit deep, because you will see some that took the same decision with you supposedly prospering. Then you too, you want to also follow them and do the same thing. Hey, you are a seed of God. They may not be. And again, they may be in the perfect will of God. It may not be the perfect will of God for you. So be careful. Praise God. Be careful. Knowing you are in the perfect will of God gives you confidence, boldness. Hallelujah. And listen, it is not because you feel sensation. It's not because you feel vibration. It's not because you hear a voice speaking to you. But there is a blessed assurance. It's an assurance. There's an assurance. Jesus is mine. And there's a fortress. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. What? Heir of salvation. A fortress of love. Because I'm born of hallelujah. This is my story. This is my song. This is my Savior. This is my Savior. All that day long. am a child of God because a pastor said, you are born again now. Because I see vision. Because I cast out devils, they go. Ah, that is not the evidence. Hallelujah. What is the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of God? Righteousness. What again? Peace and what? Joy. That is the kingdom of God. Why? He says, oh, what a four tests. Four tests. That is, you are testing something in advance. Hallelujah. We are hoping to go there and dwell in peace forever. When we go there, there is no more struggle. It is a condition, an atmosphere of peace, joy, when we get to heaven. But there is a foretaste of it. That while we are yet on earth, something happens inside of you. Whether there is food or not. Whether there is money or not. Whether I have a job or not. Whether I have a child or not. Whether I have a husband or not. Whether I have school certificate or not. Whether I am sick or not. There is a peace. There is a joy. That is the evidence. That's the evidence. That's the evidence. The psalmist said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. He says, perfect submission. He says, all is at rest.
I in my Savior, I'm happy, I'm blessed.
Oh, yes.
I am watching away.
Condition of that prodigal son. He suffered for nothing. He suffered because of ignorance. He suffered because of foolishness. He suffered because of impatience. You need this revelation. I care not today what the tomorrow may bring.
It shall also shine already.
Oh, yes.
The Lord.
From all I'm saying,
in the shelter,
oh,
in the
pastors.
Hallelujah. Say it. Brothers now. Oh, hallelujah. Brothers, I'm everybody now. Revelation. And the best revelation for you to have peace on earth is a revelation of God's perfect will for you. If not, you'll be doing follow. Listen, God will only meet you at the place He has placed you. There is a place He has ordained for you. There is a man He has ordained for you. There is a woman He has ordained for you, for husband, for wife. There is a man He has ordained for you to be your pastor. There is a church He has ordained for you to worship there. Hallelujah. There is a town He has ordained for you to live. There is a city He has ordained for you to live. There is a country He has ordained for you to live. For your living on earth here, find out His perfect will. Don't do follow. There's even a job He has ordained for you. There's a job He has ordained for you. I read the story of the founder of Alibaba. How many of you know Alibaba, that online shopping something? When there were just very few of them, his receptionist wanted to leave. He told him, he said, one day, this company will go public. I give you 2% share in the company. This 2% share, by the time this company will go public, it will be worth $100 million. Well, she accepted it. 10 years pass. They still there like that. She said, how far now? He said, don't go away. One day we shall sell it. Now your 2% share will become $100 million. You are collecting how much salary now in a month? 14 years after she started working there, she believed in him. Praise God. She believed in him. 14 years after, Alibaba, we know it, that Chinese online, the biggest in the world, went public and the shares were bought. Her 2% shares that she got and her $250 million. If she had gone when it was 13 years, she waited for 13 years and decided to go, what would have happened? She would have lost it. But the reason was she believed her boss. And she believed in the company, what they were doing. Faith. She believed. Because there are some other people that can tell you don't go because they want to use you. Later on they will dump you. But this our God, He will never use you and dump you. And He demonstrated it. He told the prophet Jeremiah, go to the sons of the Rechabites and go and give them alcohol to drink. Tell them it is not said the Lord. He went to them. They were not Jews, but they were living in Israel. He gave them, this is thus said the Lord. You know who I am now. I'm the popular prophet. And you know what he told them? They told him, our father, the man don't die, years don't go, told us that we should not test alcohol. And we believe him in all our generations. We, the children of Rechab, the Rechabites, we don't take alcohol. Nothing will make us change our mind. Okay? We know you're a prophet. And for your information, come, we are not Jews. So it's condition that brought us here. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Angels beg of me from heaven's open door. And I can feel at home in this world anymore. Listen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, come on. Don't see us here. It's a condition. See the history of how we ran away from where we were and we came here. So don't think that we are here, we'll be following you people to do all these things people are doing. We have a law we receive from our Father, and we keep it. And they refuse to take the drink. And God told Jeremiah, see people who heard from their father and their earthly father, and they held on to it. But you Israel, you say I'm your father. If I be your father, then where is my honor? Praise God. That's the problem. That is the problem that Christians have, to walk in the light of His word. He says, when we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory sheds on our way. Oh, yes. What we do is good with Him. He abides with us here. And with all who will trust. Just trust Him, that's all. Hallelujah. When you step out of His word, you have stepped out of His perfect will. Even if you heard His voice, you are on your own. I repeat, When you step out of God's perfect will, you are on your own. He told Israel, you cannot bring your sacrifices to every gate. The only place I will accept your sacrifice is in that place where I have chosen to place my name there. If you decide to go to another place and offer sacrifice, you have wasted it. It is thus said the Lord. Therefore, if you have a sacrifice, if you have an offering you want to bring to the Lord, the first thing you will find out is, where has he chosen to place his name? That is the due order. Praise the Lord. Whatever that concerns your life on earth here, even your education, even the course of study, in all thy ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your way, your pathway, your marriage, your business. The church you will choose to worship. Who you make your pastor, it matters. Hallelujah. Where to live? You are making a decision. Should I go back to the village? The truth is, some of us need to be in the village, not in Lagos. Yes. But he's the one that told me to come to Lagos, then prosper here now. Why are you suffering? In the village, you can prosper there. Every village now in Nigeria, for instance, has internet service. And business now is internet-based. You can sit down there and be an exporter to Japan of something you have manufactured and producing from your village. You don't have to come to Lagos. I'm landlords. I'm making caricature of you here. And it looks as if it is, should I go back to the village? It's a shame now that I came to go. See what pride they can do? Stay here now. They suffer. They stay for uncompleted building. Where is this? I'm now in Lagos. Meanwhile, you have your company, your village. Your father has a large farm for you to rear chicken. One fowl now, we know how much it costs. Go and farm. Go and do piggery. Go and put too many things to do. Don't pity anybody that is around you and begging. Don't pity them. Send them back to where God desires them to be. Where you are, where God wants you to be, you will prosper there. You will prosper. You will prosper there. Prosper there. Praise the Lord.